So we'll say the cornerstone or the center stage of Parshas Yisro, of course, is Kabbalah Satorah, Sinaitic revelation. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael says Nasa the Nishma, the most incredible statement of blind faith. We will do and we will listen. They get some of the Dibros from Moshe, the rest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Incredible, incredible revelation. So we'll say, when telling Klal Yisrael to prepare, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is in Perek Yutes, Pasek Yud, Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar. You shall prepare yourself today and tomorrow. Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, we know Klal Yisrael really has 3 days of preparation, but Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the first day over here. You shall prepare yourself, Kidashtem, sanctify yourself today and tomorrow, and you will be ready ultimately, again, for a complete revelation. So the Slalom Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says this phrase, Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar, is not just a mandate or a set of instructions for Klal Yisrael as preparing for Matan Torah, but Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar is a statement of preparation for life. How so? Listen to this. He says, Kan Ramz Torah Tachsis Mi Tachsisi Hamacham B'Yitzahara. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us over here in this little phrase, Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar, how to prepare ourselves to do war against the Yitzhara. How so? Listen to this. Shayitzer mefate la'adam. They both say the way the Yitzhara works and tries to incite us or induce us to sin, seduce us to sin, tells us like this. Rak od hayom shma bekoli, v'hasal mimachar taschil iskadish. They both say, what does the Yitzhara say? Listen, I know you want to change. I know you want to change. And you should change, the Yitzhara says. It's good for you to change. My one request is, not today. Not today. Just do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. Right? Tomorrow's new beginning. Today, hey, today it's already 6:40 in the morning. Half of the day is gone anyway. Right? You might as well just live today like you've lived the rest of your life. You'll start new tomorrow. And I will say, by the way, when the Yitzhara says it, it actually sounds like, you know, you're right. It's not, I hear it. Right? Today's kind of gone on. I have a busy day anyway. Tomorrow we'll get busy with the change. Tomorrow we'll get busy with the new me. Va'ala adam lahashivo. A person has to respond to Yitzhara, lo. Absolutely not. Kinapochu. Kinapochu. Right? It's almost adarish. Right? Kinapochu. It's just the opposite. Kayom eineni shoma b'kalecha. So I will say, the great impediment to change is that what? What scares me most about change? What scares me most about change is the sustainability of that change. I know what I have to do in life, and I know what I have to do today. What am I scared about? Can I sustain it till tomorrow? Can I sustain it until the next day? Can I sustain it on an ongoing basis? So the Yitzhara tells me, just today, you and me, we're together. Tomorrow, we'll start our new changes tomorrow. When I want to change, my greatest fear is, I know what I could do today. What about tomorrow? And I both say, so many times in life, we don't engage in the changes we know we need to engage in because we're concerned that we cannot sustain them. So says the Rabbi something amazing. You know what I say to the Yitzhara? Hayom eineni shomea bekolecha. Today, I'm not going to listen to you. Today is a brand new day, brand new opportunities. Today I'm making the changes I need to make. Aye, what about tomorrow? Umachar nira, ulai eshma lekolecha, ulai lo. Tomorrow, Yitzhara, I don't know what's going to be. Maybe I will listen to you, maybe I won't listen to you. But ultimately, again, today is what I can control. So we'll say, so Salam Rebbe says, Yitzhara says to me, the day's half gone already. Let's just spend the day together. You block out your schedule. I'll block out my schedule. We'll have a great day together. A great day together. Me and you, the Yitzhara and me. Right? And tomorrow you're going to become a tzaddik. And I say to the Yitzhara, today is the only thing I control. Today, I'm making the changes. Tomorrow, I may see you, I may not. And says the Rebbe, that's the pshat in the pasuk. See, Rebbe say, it's all a question of how you read the pasuk. Kidashtim hayom umachar. Rebbe said the way to punctuate that pasuk is v'kidashtim hayom! Exclamation point. Today I am making the changes I need to make. Umachar is there as a question mark there? Question right? Machar, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Mosai. I don't know about the sustainability of my changes. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. But what I can tell you is today, Hakidashtem Hayom. Today, I be Mekadesh myself. Today, I'm doing something great. Today, I'm actualizing my potential. Umacher? Tomorrow? No one can predict tomorrow. No one could forecast tomorrow. We'll deal with tomorrow when it becomes today. See, Rabbosai, says the Slalom Rebbe, the great mistake we make when it comes to change is we think about tomorrow. We think about what's going to be in the future. We think about sustainability. We think about, what's gonna, can I do this in a week? Can I do this in a year? That's not the way the Jew approaches change. Rabbosai, that's Yetzer Hara talk. You see, the Yitzhahara loves to talk about the future at the expense of the present. The Yitzhahara loves to say, let's spend today together. Tomorrow you'll become a tzaddik. And what the Jew says, no, I can't forecast tomorrow. I can't figure out tomorrow. Therefore, I live my life by one simple mantra. V'kidashtem hayom! Exclamation point. I'm going to maximize today. Why am I going to maximize today? I'm going to say, why? Why? Because that is the only thing in this world I control. Don't fool yourself for a moment thinking that you control tomorrow. The only thing you control is the moment right now. And therefore, yikidashtem hayom. I'm going to sanctify and maximize the now, the hayom. Umachar, tomorrow, question mark. We'll see where that's going to be. And we'll say, that was the secret for success that allowed our ancestors to say Nasa v'nishma, and it's the secret of success for us in our daily lives. V'kidashtem hayom! Exclamation point. Make the most of today. Don't kick the can down the road. Sanctify yourself in the hayom. Machar, tomorrow, we'll deal with that when it becomes our present. Good Shabbos.